I'm reading from the Chicago Sun-Crimes today. There's this brouhaha between the CTU and the mayor over a tweet by the Chicago Teachers Union that Mayor Lori Lightfoot says is clearly racist. It was described to her when she first called it racist. She had not yet seen it, but having heard the description of it, the cast of Scooby-Doo all around Lori Lightfoot, a rope around her, she's been unmasked. And we now see that that's not a police officer under the mask, it's the mayor of the city. And the characters on the show capture and unmask a villain. I guess that's the way. I remember Scooby-Doo. I used to love and watch that cartoon. I guess, yeah, that was pretty much the way they always ended. The mask would come off and they'd say, oh, it's the butler.
Uncle Fester or something
like that. Exactly. Only in this case, that's no police officer. It's Lori Lightfoot. She's tied up with a rope around her torso, surrounded by the show's characters who are all white, Fran Spielman points out. The tweet was captioned with calls to defund and remove officers from Chicago public schools, two policy demands that the mayor has so far adamantly rejected. The tweet was captioned with calls to defund the police and remove officers from Chicago public schools, two demands the mayor has so far rejected. A spokesperson for the Chicago Public Schools, the CTU's Chris Giovannis, is on a phone line. Chris, welcome back. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Who did this?
The original graphic was done by a young person of color that was posted on Instagram. And then retweeted by our colleague who manages our social media streams.
So this wasn't commissioned by the CTU? It was already existed randomly? You saw it and said, let's use that?
Correct. And, you know, I think the point of this is we have had people out in the streets for 3 weeks now in the wake of George Floyd's murder and ongoing you know, public problems with the police, including the murder of several other people since then. And in Chicago, those young people, black, Latinx, white, you know, that have been marching, have been calling for real systemic change in terms of how we police communities of color, and asked that the mayor do what other school districts in the nation have done, which is to say there's a better way to spend precious public resources than with punitive policing in the schools, that particularly for black and brown students, the data clearly shows criminalizes those students at four times the rate of white students. It's even higher for black girls and women, seven times higher than for white students. So we know we have a problem, and part of the problem is that we're sending police to do a job that is not their job.
So answer this then for me. So this story says the tweet was captioned with calls to defund the police and remove officers from Chicago public schools. Do you not want Chicago police officers policing the public schools?
We do not. We already have security officers in many of those schools. You don't need security officers and CPD when the data clearly shows that that does nothing to help and often harms the school climate and culture in those schools.
And what about defund police? What do you mean by that?
Take the resources that we're spending, and last year it was $33 million of CPS funds to put cops in schools who have no training in social work, no training in restorative justice, no training in trauma support, and instead put those funds into those very needs that schools don't have.
For instance. For instance, where would that money go?
We want to see that money fund social workers, school psychologists, restorative justice coordinators, trauma supports, wraparound supports, all of those needs that our students have. Frankly, we could use it to fund librarians in schools. 80% of our schools, and they are all disproportionately black and brown, have no librarian or full-time social worker or full-time school nurse in those schools, even as we're getting ready to reopen those schools in the middle of a pandemic. That's why we're mobilizing for June 24th to tell the board and the city they have got to shift their priorities. That is exactly what the national call to defund the police means. And you are seeing even some people in law enforcement take up that call who are freely admitting we are not trained to be able to provide the kind of skills and needs that most calls to 911 actually require.
We're that's community-wide, too. Hold on, Chris. So then in the story in the Sun-Times, Stacey Davis Gates, who I understand was called away, and I appreciate your joining us, said the meme is racist. Not the murder, not the coerced confessions, not the unjust decades, long prison sentences, not the abuse, not the brutality, not the murder. It's the meme. Got it. I take her point, but it sounds like they're putting all of that on Lori Lightfoot here, if the conversation is about that cartoon that got put up.
The mayor made a series of concrete promises as both a candidate and a mayor. She has said more than once that she supports replacing police in schools with restorative justice coordinators, which give kids a positive, productive way to learn how to solve problems, conflicts, and actually develop the social emotional muscles that they need to avoid conflict and avoid trauma.
But here's what I don't understand. I'm sorry, Steve, you were going to say something.
Well, Chris,
too.
Did you take the tweet down?
We did. And my understanding is that there was such a pile on of, I don't know any other way to describe it except right-wing comments. I haven't surfed the threads since yesterday morning, but so many of the negative comments that were coming in were either, you know, performative ally stuff where, you know, these are not folks who've been particularly forward-thinking on critical issues that are raised in the demands by students and youth on the streets, but also you know, somebody who had two followers and it had just joined Twitter and, you know, had a MAGA cap as their logo.
So you don't see...
There was a lot of concern that the young person who did that graphic that we retweeted was potentially really being put in the crossfire.
Okay, hold on one second. Steve, you had a follow-up.
Well, so I was just going to ask then that you took it down not because you thought putting it up in the first place was a mistake.
Look, we understand that this created real controversy. Our intent was, it has always been, to stir the powerful from their slumber and stand steadfast behind the demand that black people and brown people, especially our youth, are making in asking for a new Chicago that is truly built on real justice, not failed policies and broken promises. That's why we're mobilizing.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised by this controversy that it's created?
Am I surprised? I am chagrined to see so many people who are not willing to challenge the administration on their failure to follow through on their promises.
The mayor was on CNN today. I'm actually going to play a little bit. I'm not going to ambush you with it. I want you to know full well what I'm going to do. But they asked her specifically about that. And I could understand where, as an agent of change, you might think that a cartoon like this is the way to just get people's attention. In that regard, it clearly worked. So I go back to Steve Bertrand's question, taking it down, maybe it's accomplished its purpose, or taking it down, maybe, okay, it's a misfire. I'm wondering how you would characterize it.
Well, first and foremost, the last thing that the young person who created that graphic needs is more grief. So partly the motivation there was to really try to not subject that kid to any more, you know.
I see the point. I got that.
You know, I mean, it wasn't our graphic. It was his, and it was not our intention, obviously, to put him in any kind of harm's way. So there's that. It did accomplish its purpose. It got people focused back on the issues. Obviously, the mayor has chosen to pivot to a different point on this. Perhaps she's not familiar with Scooby-Doo. And it is not my place personally to suggest that, you know, there's anything illegitimate about her feelings. She certainly must feel and, you know, the way she feels. I would continue to assert that we also hope she feels that she should start keeping some of her promises to the school children and families who are the backbone of this school district.
Okay, well, let's get to that.
We've not seen that happen.
And that's an interesting point, because if it is about police and schools or redirecting resources, the mayor of says to CNN and to anybody that will listen that she has been more of a police reform advocate than anybody. This is her on CNN today.
Do the homework. There's no mayor and no leader in the city that has been more assertive and aggressive on police reform and accountability than me. I led the police accountability task force. I led the police board oversight that held more officers accountable than any other in the same period of time. So again, the thing to do is not list a list of demands, a manifesto. Work to build consensus for your ideas. That's what democracy is fundamentally all about.
I have less than a minute, but what's your reaction to that, Chris?
We'd welcome the opportunity to work to consensus with the mayor on these critical issues. I will say that the bar for police accountability in the city has been historically appallingly low. It remains low. We just have a report out this week that shows that the city has failed to meet the vast majority of criteria in the consent decree that was imposed because there is a problem with police brutality. So, you know, we've got a lot of work to do.
But I thought Lori Lightfoot was against police overstepping their bounds or misbehaving. She's the one that said the cop that gave the finger to the photographer should be fired. I thought that Lori was no friend of the police. Ask the police union how they feel about that.
We need to see specific reforms implemented in our police department, in our schools, and that's got to include best practices, which show that schools that have police in them do more harm than good to their climates and cultures, when what students really need is trauma supports, restorative justice, and other forms of basic needs being met that simply are not being met. Why prioritize sending police who are not trained social workers, who don't want to do that job? That's not the job they signed up. Why not actually put those workers in those schools
where
they're needed?
These issues were in play even prior to George Floyd then.
Oh, correct.
Yeah, that, yeah.
They were among our contract demands when we negotiated a new contract in the wake of an 11-day strike last fall. The mayor adamantly refused during negotiations to go there. We were able to win an agreement that actually got CPS to commit to adding at least some more school nurses, at least some more social workers, at least some more restorative justice counselors.
That's true.
We would have preferred not to have to struck for 11 days, since those are promises that the mayor made
Chris
as a candidate.
Giovannis,
we'd love to work collaboratively with her.
Person for the Chicago Teachers Union. I'm out of time, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.